It isn't Jack Eigen at the Copa City.
The makers of Shepherd's Cheese and Tenderloin Cheese present the Fred Allen Show with Fred Guest, Bing Crosby in the flesh. Orson Hopper, Minerva Pyre, Peter Donald, Parker Fenley, the DeMarco sisters, Al Goodman and his orchestra, and this voice is coming from Kenny Delmar.
Ladies and gentlemen, the mayor's going to drive to clean up the city. Helping the drive along, we give you a man who has just it off from our guests for tonight. And here he is, Fred Allen.
Thank you, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And, Portman, I was listening to the end of the Edgar Bergen program. What was your opening proclamation? I didn't quite get it.
Mayor O'Dwyer wants people to help clean up the city.
Well, how can New York be dirty? The last time it asked Governor Dewey for money, the governor gave the city the brush.
Mama says there's only one way you can clean New York City.
How?
From Spring Street uptown.
Take Broome Street uptown? That's very good.
I thought so.
Well, that makes two of us, but what a weird. What is... I wish that little boy would start laughing again. He showed some promise during your announcement there, but he died out quickly. Well, tell me what's new this week, Portland?
Clothes.
How can you close an island? There's no door on an island.
The Republicans can do anything.
But if they close Ellis Island, what will the immigrants do?
They'll have to tread water to wake up their first places.
Are there any other items?
Yes. The inventors exposition is opening in Chicago.
Oh, good. What are the new inventions this year?
They have a book with blank pages.
Blank pages?
So you don't have to...
Oh, wait a minute, the little boy's crying. We can just keep him awake for the half hour. They have a book with damp pages.
Yes, so you don't have to wet your finger to turn the pages.
Oh, huh?
They have a sun lamp with a built-in cloud.
A sun lamp with a built-in cloud?
When you have enough sun, the cloud goes by so you won't get burned.
Say, those are some inventions.
They have a bifocal circulator top.
A bifocal circulator top for what?
So that people with bad eyes can look in and see if the coffee's cooking.
And speaking of cooking, I thought the little boy would go for that shirt. And speaking of cooking reminds me, Portman, there's an old cooking sign on that post. I better start heading for Allen's Alley.
What is your question today?
Well, during the past week, the Pulitzer Awards were made for outstanding contributions to journalism and literature. And so our question this evening is, are you satisfied with the Pulitzer Prize Awards this year?
Shall we go?
As the lady said when the little boy asked, what are those bars across the window? Flatter. Well, here we are back in Allen's Alley, Portland. Hey, I guess the Senate is in. This newest harness is hanging around the hall, please. Well, let's not.
Somebody mauled my molding.
Yes,
I'm going to in, Senator Crosby.
Look, Senator.
No, I'm all in. My head feels like a basketball somebody's betting on.
But wait a minute.
That congressman from Michigan is right. There's too many dinners and parties going on in Washington.
You mean
that's what that D.C. in Washington stands for. Drinking cocktails. Well, that's the congressman's right. During the day, passing laws. During the night, he's passing out. And I can't even hold the floor. I can't even get up off it.
Wait a minute. I hate to interrupt, Senator, during this newsy dispatch here, but tell me, are you happy with the Pulitzer Award?
All except the History Award.
Yes?
We have the history winner in the South.
Really?
Don't you call Pepper, the author of Good the Possum Boat?
Oh, a bestseller for me.
Away with Alligator?
Yeah.
My 4 years with Poe Ish.
Swamp Black.
Dorsey, I say, Dorsey Culpepper wrote the only complete history of America from the landing of Columbus to the outbreak of the Civil War.
Only after the Civil War? Well, how can that history be complete?
Everything that's been written in history books since the Civil War,
yes,
is nothing but Yankee propaganda.
Go on, go on, go on, man. The North could really make peace with the Senator. Well, now let's see if Mr. Moody is still around. Howdy, Bob. Tell me, Mr. Moody, how do you feel about the Pulitzer Prize Award?
I tried to hold in, but I had to laugh.
You have to. You have to laugh at one of the awards?
The greatest news story. Well, this news story last year happened right here on my farm.
Really? Well, what was it?
Well, the tree lovers guild had a do.
Yes.
Some tree children did a talk on pruning.
Pruning,
after the talk, there was a tea. Sarsaparilla and cupcakes.
Uh-huh.
I must drink 2 gallons of sarsaparilla and 8 pretty cupcakes.
Yeah?
When I got into bed, the sarsaparilla started trying to get into the cups in the cupcakes. I was yelling and moaning.
What happened?
The doctor called me, he says, Moody, he says, if you don't get a blood transfusion, you're gonna.
A blood transfusion,
huh? There wasn't a human being on the farm.
Not a human being. Well, what did the doctor do?
So he went out into the barn.
Yes?
The doctor fetched the goat to my bed first.
And?
He opened my vein and the goat's vein with a sickle, and he gave me the transfusion.
Sure.
That doctor saved my life.
Well, that sure is the biggest story of the year.
Yeah, and then Pulitzer's missing.
How do you like that? Well, Titus, you look wonderful. You're full of goat blood, and it doesn't bother you at all?
No. It bothers me only one way.
And what is that?
Don't bend over.
Titus is nearly, he's all but. Well, let's try this next door.
How's it going?
Mrs. Kirchhoff, how do you feel about the Pulitzer Award?
Well, the Poetry Award to me is coming like a shot.
Oh, really? Well, who should have won the Poetry Award?
Edgar Allan Crown, the delicatessen poet.
Edgar Allan Crown.
He's rhyming only about things he has seen in delicatessen.
Oh, really? Well, what are some of his poems?
Why, chicken fat and only that.
Yes?
Little pickle, how come you are pickle?
Uh-huh.
A herring once had a wonderful dream. He was keeping Lindy in sour cream.
Oh, tell me, which form of Edgar Allan Poe do you think should have won the Pulitzer Prize?
Hello, little seed inside a prune.
Oh, that's a poem? Well, how does it go?
Hello, little seed inside the prune. What's new in there? What is doom? Is it morning, night, or noon? Little seed inside the prune. Why, little seed inside the prune? Hiding in your black cocoon, it could be April, May, or June. What care you, little seed in a prune? Look at you, little seed in a prune. Safe from the world in its rotten room. To you, I say, it would be a boon if man was a seed inside the prune.
That somehow brings us to Mr. Cassidy's door. Well, let's arouse the classic Mr. Cassidy. How are you this glorious evening?
Oh, terrible. I can't sleep. I'm always dreaming.
Dreaming, eh?
Oh, last night I dreamed I was a piglet. I didn't get a wink all night.
Hey, Jack, you are a problem.
That's not all
of his fault. Well, tell me, Mr. Cassidy, what was your reaction to these Pulitzer Awards?
Well, I was amazed when the advisory committee held no dramatic play worthy of the Pulitzer Prize.
Well, what play do you think would have won it?
Mrs. McGee and the Muppets.
Oh,
well, the play was presented by Orson Monaghan and the Glockamora Theatre Guild.
The play was Mrs. McGee and the Muffin?
Oh, the curvature half-brings to the front of your foot is all baggy.
It's dramatic, eh?
Oh, my goodness, dramatic. There's a curtain rises. with 7 dead bodies on the floor. When Mrs. McGee enters with the muffin and food, the curtain comes down to the end of that book.
Yeah.
Robin and Brian and the entire audience stepped next door into Teddy's. And there, with a round of drinks, they fortified themselves for the second act.
And after the intermission?
In the second act, Mr. McGee falls off the mantelpiece and he kills 3 children who are playing leapfrog on the linoleum. Oh. Mrs. McGee picks up their muffin.
Yeah.
The curtain comes down. Moaning and wailing, the audience goes back into Pettigan's to drown their sorrow.
Well, how long does this go on?
Oh, there's 7 acts in the play.
And every intermission, the audience goes back into Pettigan's?
In her body.
Why, the audience spends more time in Kerrigan's saloon than it does in the theater.
And who do you think produced the play?
Who?
Kerrigan!
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we present an opera.
Am I in the opera?
Well, no, Portland. The star of my opera is Bing Crosby.
Bing Crosby?
Last right week, I tuned in the Philco program. Bing was just singing our things in Glockamora. If that little foot still leaping there, does it still run down to Donegal? Through Killybeg, till Kerry and Kildare. Our things in Glockamora. If that willow tree still leaping there, does that lassie with a twinkling eye come smile and lie, and does she walk away sad and dreamy there, not to see me there? So I ask each weeping willow and each brook along the way, and each land that comes a sighing, rural-ay. How I think in Glockamora, was all I had to hear, Portland. That convinced me Bing had to be my star.
What is your opera about?
Well, I'll tell you, opportunity. Stock up this week so you never run out. Ask your grocer for Tenderly Flame 2 balls. They are still the same low 2-watt pump. Now, Portland, about my opera.
How did you ever get finished? For your
well, that night, after I heard him sing on a Philco program, I started out for Bing's Hotel. Ah, this must be Bing's room, the Flanders. There's an autograph. There's an autograph picture of Bill Ives hanging on the door. Well, I'll knock. Bing Crosby. Well, look, Bing, if you're busy.
Oh, no, Fred, come in. I was just working out on the punching bag. I'm practicing my left hook.
Oh, your left hook, Bing, you mean?
Naturally, I have to keep up with synopsis.
Frankie has started a trend.
Everyone's in training, Fred. Como, Haynes, Andy Russell. I even caught Jimmy Sims, ducking into the YW with a sweatshirt and boxing gloves.
I used to know her sister, Jimmy.
That, Jimmy?
Well, knowing how to...
Oh, damn sure.
Knowing how to be a how to fight things,
huh?
Knowing how to fight is going to come in handy. You know, when you're seeing the Pittsburgh Pirates play Brooklyn.
Oh, Concerto, boy.
The Dodgers may have the same branch, but they're turning over a new leaf. This season, the Dodgers are considerate.
Consider it how?
Right next to the visiting team's water cooler, they keep a 5-gallon jug of plasma.
Plasma?
And when you need it, they're ready to give it to you. The shortstop wears a rubber glove.
Oh, I've never seen it.
Well,
I hear that they say the second base at Everfield can be blown up into an oxygen tank.
That is an emergency.
But tell me, Jane, I know that you've been traveling around with the team. What do you do with the pilot?
Well, I carry the bat, sprinkle the infield, sell a few Hank Greenberg buttons in the grandstand, and just before the game, I sing the Star Spangled Banner.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, the fans must like that.
The fans like it, Fred, but last week, maybe they must be let us in this in the morning.
I don't know how you keep going. Working for the pilots, doing your radio program, making guest appearances on other shows.
Oh, it's nothing, but it's good stuff.
Good stuff?
Stuff I have to do to feed my kids.
Well, I heard you doing a guest appearance a few weeks ago. It was on one of Dennis Day's programs.
Yeah?
The one he does on Sunday night.
Oh, you mean the first half hour of the Phil Harris show.
Yes, I knew then that you were open for teams.
For what?
Part-timer. That's why I'm here. I have written an opera, bringing the Hollywood Mikado. I'd like to have you star it.
I sing the leading role.
And how you sing the leading role. Now, the opera opens in the ermine-paneled office of a big movie studio, the Louis D. Allen production. As usual, there's a crisis on the hour. Old L.D. Allen has summoned his entire staff to the conference room. As the curtain rises, the staff breaks into song.
If you want to know who we are, here in Hollywood, we're the thinkers. We make 1,000 movies a year, and most of them are takers. We dress in fancy clothes, red, red, and yellow hose. Confidentially, we're off mode. Go ho, go ho.
Gentlemen, this is no time for singing. You know the mighty Louis D. Allen studio is on its last leg.
Yes, Uncle Louis.
For years we have been making great pictures. The Beethoven story, the Brahms story, the life of Miss Penny.
Please, Uncle Louis, you won 200 Oscars.
I'm knee-deep in Oscars. I realize that. The studio has prestige, but it's bankrupt. Men, we have got to make money. We have got to give the public what it wants. A Western picture.
But where can we get a Western star?
Monogram and Republic have them all signed. Boys, here's our new star. Creep Along Crosby. Come in, Creep Along.
All right, boys.
Creep Along Crosby. Who's he?
Tell them who you are, Creep Along.
I'm Bugs. Spread the information. Hold my purse.
A Hollywood cowboy, I ride the Texany color rangers. On the screen, I brave all dangers. In the last reel, I can really die. I provide the thrills with my riding and fight and brave. I'm always with Gabby Hayes, but the sight of a gun gives me chills, 'cause I've never been west of Beverly Hills. There you are, boy.
Dad, Uncle Louis, this boy's another Snowy Burnett.
Well,
my heart plays indeed.
Well, then we've got our cowboy star. We're all set.
Hold on there, Alan. Don't I get a leading lady? I don't cotton to the idea of a picture fading out with me kissing my heart.
Don't worry, Creep Along. We've got 5 leading ladies, and they're all glamour girls. Tell Creep Along, girls.
The only thing they put us in are sweaters. God damn it, girls, I wish. Homesick for Kentucky.
There you are, creep along. Which damn a girl do you want?
I reckon we better use all five, make it a big picture.
Dad, what an idea. Five leading ladies. This will be the biggest Western ever made.
You'll be a power in Hollywood, LB.
A power. Ah, creep along. If I was only a power in Hollywood, you'd see some changes made.
Changes? What changes would you make, partner?
I have my list right here. The day that I take over, I'll clean up Hollywood. I've got a little list, I've got a little list of the things that I get rid of, and the riddance would be good. They never will be missed, they never will be missed. I'd fire every relative working on the studio lot. I'd throw out every writer who took up those stupid spots. And those pretty boys in pictures with their toupees and false teeth. The best is just still the women, but they're fatter than the meat. And those salty movie sirens who can't act but just get kissed. They never will be missed. They never will be missed.
He's got them on his list. He's got them on his list. And they never will be missed. They never will be missed.
And those movie theater patrons eating popcorn all the while. They sit there with their shoes off while a young romp in the aisle. And those deadly moving stage shows with a comedian and a band. And the MC who keeps yelling, give this little girl a hand. And the pest who sits behind you who thinks music should be this. They never will be missed. They never will be missed.
He's got them on his list, and they never will be missed.
No, they never will be missed. Well, boys, we've got our cowboy star and the leading lady. Let's start shooting the picture.
But Uncle Louie, the studio is bankrupt.
Dad, no money to hire that great partner.
I think I can solve the problem.
Solve the problem? How? Keep along?
You get to use relatives?
Relatives?
I've got four sons laying around the house, not even the teeth.
Good. By an Adler elevator saddle, they can be the posse.
I've got a brother Everett. I've been wondering what to do with him for years.
This is the solution.
I've got nine ball players. If they blow another doubleheader, I'll bring them in from Pittsburgh in a moment.
Good. We can have a mop team.
And I can even throw in 200 horses to boot.
The boot?
That's the only way to get my horses to run.
Well, all good. Just a minute, keep along. How come a poor Hollywood nobody cowboy actor like you has all these dependents, a brother Everett, and 200 horses?
Well, I confess. Without this 10-gallon hat, without these simulated meat traps, I'm not creep along, cause I'm being broke.
Being Crosby, yeah. I've still never seen you in pictures.
Nobody's ever seen you in pictures. That's why I want to do a picture all by myself. This is it.
At last is a picture for Dame Twala. That's not on some road with Bob Hope. At last I'll be seen on the screen. Twala. Without that nose hogging the scene. Twala. With those fat jokes I won't have to cope. Playing straight for that Pepsodent dope. What a wonderful picture this is going to be. Not this yellow or Ingrid to steal it from me. I'll be a sensation, the top of the nation. At last here's a picture for them.
He'll be a sensation, the top of the nation. At last here's a picture for them.
Remember you, Dean Crosby. I heard you on the Dolphin program. I've forgotten where the mic.
Is that leaked in here? I don't
know. Say, I've got it.
What's that?
Dean, we'll make this a singing western.
Huh?
We'll get the biggest cowboy band ever assembled.
Huh?
200 banjos, 400 jugs, deep manners, 150 washed up bases.
Well, let's start quick. I'll get my bonds out of them.
Hold it. Don't get your bandana. Now, just remember, the music is out. Music?
What?
We overlooked something. In all the excitement, there's one thing we forgot. Sit still all. Sit still all. Sit still all. First we must learn if we can or cannot. From the trillo, the trillo, the trillo. If you want a musician to beat on a drum, or a trumpet to tune, or a banjo to strum, you can't do a single thing till you hear from the trillo, the trillo, the trillo.
Think about better take off the music and make this
play. Well, the
studio has no money.
All we need is a sun lamp and two swords.
You mean?
Let's call it the two in the fun.
Gentlemen, studio is safe.
Before I remind you to remember Shepard, Tears, and Tenderly Tea on the
top of the day,
I want to thank you for getting my trouble.